Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. It's already the 19th day of December, 2007. 2007 has come and almost gone in the twinkling and the blinking of an eye. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours, coming up in the last 45 minutes of the show today. My good friend Kevin Booth, who spent 3+ years making a film called American Drug War, will be in studio with me, and who knows, we may have some clips of the film, some audio clips, we'll be playing as well. It gets into government narcotics trafficking, and then down on the ground, police state activities, and just how this is taking control of our entire society. The film also covers the fact that thousands of times the number of Americans, this is official numbers, die from alcohol and prescription drugs than die from heroin, cocaine, marijuana, and every other illegal drug combined. So we'll be breaking that down today with Kevin in studio. And, of course, that video interview will then be posted on PrisonPlanet.tv. Then later, about 45 minutes after the live show today, I'm going to be on WLR Radio Ireland nationwide. It's for listeners there. It's kind of fun to have listeners tune in when I'm on the radio in South Africa or Ireland or Germany or Russia or Japan. So perhaps we'll put a link up on Jones Report after the show to that for folks that want to be able to go listen to the audio feed of that. I'm still a bit under the weather. My sore throat has migrated into twin earaches, but actually people liked the show yesterday. It tends to take the edge off me and make me a bit more reflective and calm to have a pulsating eustachian tube that feels like an ice pick is jammed in it. But I am here, ladies and gentlemen, and I am honored to be your host. In the news, I'm not going to freak out over this, but people better pay attention to it. This was not done by accident. This was scrolled across the screen 3 separate times. Paul is dead. Paul is dead. Paul is dead. They scrolled across the screen 3 times. Paul is dead. Paul is dead. Paul is dead. While Congressman Ron Paul was on the Glenn Beck program yesterday, Glenn Beck, of course, attacked him, savaged him, tried to do guilt by association, tried to basically demonize the congressman. Glenn Beck posed as a conservative slash libertarian for years, 4 or 5 years. Now he's got his $45 million contract and his book deal, and he's showing his true colors. It doesn't really matter. He's a sad, weak person. You can look in his eyes. There's no soul burning there. Just a little grasping, manipulative, deceptive worm. Glenn Beck show scrolls Paul is dead message during interview. Now, remember Ron Paul a few months ago here said that he believes he is in real danger. Could be assassinated. Others have been assassinated. If he continued to gain growth at the exponential level and his trajectory continued, actually the trajectory has actually intensified towards victory. And then Daniel Istelin, who has always been accurate in the past and never brings rumors on this show, was always very serious and very conservative in his presentation, very conservative in the information he brings forward compared to what he tells me privately. And even that is guarded, saying that the highest levels of intelligence are in the inner circles of the elite, open discussions of do they need to kill Ron Paul. And so we did a report on that over the weekend. But now they're scolding, Ron Paul is dead, Ron Paul is dead, Ron Paul is dead, across the screen when he's on television. We'll be right back to cover this and a lot more. These reports are up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Stay with us. I'm going to leave you.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Elites throughout history have assassinated their political enemies. Emperors have been killed, upstart Roman senators. There were countless assassinations on both sides in the Revolutionary War. But then in the last 50, 60 years, our media told us there's no such thing as government assassinations. It's always a lone patsy that does it, or someone always accidentally gets poisoned, or they accidentally drowned in a canoe in 1 inch of water, or they always accidentally shoot themselves 2 or 3 or 4 times in the head, or they accidentally torture themselves to death and cut their own head off and arms and legs off. Again, they treat us like complete and total children, and they just set the precedent to just lie. But Ron Paul, a few months ago on this show, this radio transmission, you can go to PrisonPlanet.com and link through to that original story, said that he knows that it is dangerous, that he is aware of the fact that the establishment could try to assassinate him if he continues to gain ground. It's clear that they're using other tactics right now, like using Huckabee as a distraction, creating false buzz, creating false hype, commissioning polls that lean towards Huckabee while not including Ron Paul in most of the polls or most of the discussions on television, radio, and in newsprint. Though the second mega massive money bomb of the 16th is Sunday, has forced a massive media event and Paul's numbers are going up yet again. But we're going to see what happens very, very soon in Iowa and New Hampshire coming up in just the next 2 weeks. We'll be tracking that. We'll be covering that here in great detail. But let's actually read what Ron Paul said in response to me. In fact, we ought to just dig that actual audio interview up and play what the congressman said a few months ago about this subject, because some of the more orthodox Paulians, kind of the mainline Republicans, they are saying that, well, you know, there's no such thing as political assassinations, and we shouldn't discuss this. We shouldn't talk about this. But Ron Paul himself has stated on previous occasions that he is aware of the dangers of being such a bold icon for freedom and understands that political assassinations have occurred in the past. And, of course, the media will say that's a conspiracy theory. There's never been a political assassination. There is no North American Union. There is no government corruption. When the government's lips move, only truth pours forth. Hand over your guns. Everything's fine. The dollar is keeping its value. The economy's wonderful. Open borders are good. In a June appearance on the Alex Jones Show, Congressman Ron Paul acknowledged that such a threat is real, agreeing with a number of historical examples where leaders were killed or attacked for successfully standing up to the system. That's right. They'll do it, Paul said, making reference with Alex Jones to upstarts like Andrew Jackson, the Kingfish, Huey Long, Bobby Kennedy, George Washington, and even George Wallace. Estelin pointed out that his past predictions about global events were very accurate because of the solid information provided to him from within Bilderberg and the elite. Over 18 months ago, Estelin correctly made the call that the Iran war had been delayed and was probably off the table, which is looking to be exactly the case after the release of recent national intelligence estimate. Estelin is featured at length in my new film, Endgame, in which he also is filmed making the prediction based on his sources. He's made countless other comments along those lines and other predictions that have come true and from inside the councils of power, from inside elite circles, people inside elite circles, their servants, their minions, who do not like what they're seeing happening. I have some similar sources, but we have to be very careful because sometimes the establishment will plant things on them when they're under suspicion so that they can then test and see who's leaking. But again, if I went through all the things that Estelin has been right about, all the things he's predicted from his 15-plus years of covering Bilderberg, it would make your head spin. But on top of all of that now, we have Glenn Beck, definite establishment hack, saying that we should use the military against domestic threats and that Ron Paul supporters are domestic threats like Timothy McVeigh supporters. And that's what he said a few months ago. He said on the radio that I'm, quote, very, very dangerous. He gets Ron Paul on yesterday, and he brings up the point again about, are your supporters terrorists? Just out of the blue, no evidence of that, no indicators of that. They're just setting the table. Are your supporters terrorists? See how they build the big apparatus of anti-terror and fighting the magic men, the supermen that can control all these huge events from caves hooked up to dialysis, you know, around their campfires. Well, now they're just shifting that over to, oh, you, the American people that don't like NAFTA and GATT and the NAFTA superhighways and the North American Union and the Security Prosperity Partnership, you are the terrorists. You're in bed with Islamo-fascists. That's an exact quote. They bring that up to Ron Paul. And then as they bring that up, scrolling across the screen three times, Paul is dead. Paul is dead. Paul is dead. You can't accidentally do that. In fact, they did it three times so that the message would be clear to anyone with half a brain that you could say, oh, we accidentally said Paul is dead, or, you know, we meant to say Paul is in the lead, or Paul is Fred, Paul is something. No, it's clear. Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. You don't have typos like that. Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. Just nothing connected to it, no reason why it's up there. In your face, they have him on for an hour, and they scroll across the screen, you're dead. You're dead, you're dead. And to make sure everybody knew who they were talking about, Paul is dead. Paul is dead. Paul is dead. And we need to get an article out on PrisonPlanet.com or Truth News pointing out that Ron Paul has said there's a danger of assassination, pointing out that Daniel Estulin has pointed out that this is coming from higher levels of inner core within the inner core, that it's being considered and weighed, and that now this is pretty much confirmation. You have an establishment, what appears to be an intelligence hack. Most of them aren't intelligence hacks. Most of them aren't actually government operatives. Beck appears to be one. In his demeanor, in his work ethic, in his habits, in his stance. Very, very dangerous individual. And this only confirms this is very serious. Very serious. This is a mafia message. Like sending somebody a newspaper with three mackerel in it. You're going to be sleeping with the fishes, buddy boy. Or sending you a doll with its head cut off. That's another thing they do. Or sending you a letter that just says, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead. And so they become so arrogant, so out in the open with their mafioso tactics. I mean, Giuliani, all these guys, it's just mafioso strutting. You've got this mafioso class that work for the larger big central banks, and they just kind of mafia don around, carrying out the black ops, killing us, doing whatever they want, sucking off of us. But I'll never forget, I was in Los Angeles in 2002 to tape some episodes of The Conspiracy Zone with Kevin Nealon, the guy from Saturday Night Live. And you had your own dressing room where they put makeup and stuff on you, but I went down. I was about to go on stage. I had to go to the bathroom. So I go in there, and I'm standing there at the urinal. And over walks the head of the president's media council, Lionel Chetwin. He's the guy that produced the TV shows and two different ones, but one big made-for-TV movie where Bush is a hero on 9/11 and they dramatize it all. And he walks right over, and I'm zipping my pants up as he gets in my face like a mafia don. I mean, he looked like somebody out of one of those movies and started going, you're Alex Jones, aren't you? Aren't you? And in my face, poking his finger in my shoulder. And I turn around, and I look at him, and I go, yeah, you're Lionel Chetwin. And he goes, we're going to get you. And I did something he didn't expect. I started laughing at him. I said, good, good. And I didn't even stop to wash my hands. I did, because I wanted to set him up while he was in his emotional state, jazzed up. Because that's when I perform, is when I'm under pressure. I generally go the opposite direction. I either go berserk, if it's physical, or if it's somebody trying to manipulate me, I suddenly, you know, get the brain boost. And I said, come on, let's go out here and talk about it. Because I knew that the assistant producers were waiting for me outside of the door. And so as he's got he's kind of turned to me walking out the door, and he's going, yeah, I'm going to get you. And I said, oh, they just heard that. You're going to get me. I said, oh, and he goes, I'm just joking. Then I went on air, and I talked about him threatening me, and his lawyer called up. Sent me a letter, called up, and I called the lawyer up, and I said, hey, brother, I got three witnesses. I said, don't you ever threaten me again. Do you understand? And he said, yeah, I understand it. I said, that's right. Your client threatened me in a bathroom, and he did it in front of witnesses. So shut your mouth. I don't appreciate your threats. They're mafia, ladies and gentlemen. They're mafia. And that punk Chetwin thinks that he's going to threaten me in a bathroom. He's got nothing coming. Hey, brother, I'm not afraid to die. I'm already committed. I already jumped out of the airplane, okay? I don't know if I got a parachute or not. There's nothing you can do to me, slime bag.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 19, 2007. Gold, 830-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $824.47, $406.35 for half, $203.18 for quarter. That's $824.47, $406.35, and $203.18. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Anyone who doesn't think that this planet has always been ruled by violence is ignorant. And what happens in the few free societies we've had is groups of commoners and middle class have gotten together and said, we want to be left alone by the power brokers, by the king rats. We want to be able to build our own businesses and societies. And the few times that we've seen that occur, less than 3 or 4 times in modern history, business, invention, health, just virtue, everything explodes, builds, grows very quickly. And then every time you have tyranny, things unravel and stagnate and just get worse and worse. But somehow they convinced the public that America is Disneyland, Disney World. There's no one corrupt in government. There's no one corrupt in business. Nobody wants to cheat you. Nobody wants to screw you. Everything's fine. Just don't question. Go through life trusting whatever you're told by the nice men in black uniforms with the submachine guns and cameras face scanning you are good and checkpoints are good and, you know, having all of your rights taken away is good, but then having whole classes of criminals left alone by the government is wonderful, and selective enforcement is good, and endless preemptive wars are good. There have always been powerful people that want to eat your lunch. There have always been powerful individuals that want to dominate societies. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it's going to be until people at birth are taught this, are taught about liberty, are taught about human systems, are taught basic sociology on how humans in groups interact. That's all the elite studies. As long as they understand what makes us tick and how we operate and how to manipulate us and how to push our buttons and pull our strings, they're going to rule. But the minute the society is aware of these tricks, it doesn't work anymore. And so that's why they spend hundreds of billions of dollars a year in propaganda and manipulation and in studying trends and what people think and where we're going so that they can cook up the most sophisticated, multi-layered propaganda, tailored niche propaganda for different subgroups. And at the end of the day, they have a lot of scientists and a lot of great minds running the basic development of the battle plan. But then the elite higher-ups from the elite families that own the system have become somewhat decadent and inbred, still cunning and very intelligent, and they're not implementing or following the scientific directives properly. Thank God. The genius-level stuff I've read that's public by the mind controllers is just almost invincible. But the elites then don't implement it exactly as they are recommended because they're in control. And their technocrats are not. Though the system's getting so complex that instead of bloody coups by the Praetorian Guard against the Caesar, or instead of the brother of the king killing him, making himself king, instead of elite bloody overthrows at the top, the technocracy soon will be able to overthrow the elite system, the current elite system, and the elite system may not even know they've been overthrown. That's how advanced all of these different technological developments have gotten. And now these different fields of technological mechanisms are now merging together at an accelerated rate. And with as much suppressed technology as we know they've suppressed in the past, God only knows what level the elite are actually at the technological development. And then you compare that to a public that really thinks the nightly news is all there is to the world and really thinks life is about cooking steaks in the backyard and watching the Minnesota Vikings. And they aren't even attempting to try to grasp this when people who are really alight with the fires of genius have trouble even comprehending it and studying all of its facets, because it's a discipline and a technologically developed system that has taken hundreds of years to accrue and has become really institutionalized. People say, well, how come the global government just keeps growing generationally? You know, how do they pass it on? Well, it's like a university or a company. It just goes on and has new directors. And then it becomes a system where the system's push is to grow. All right, more on Glenn Beck. Show scrolls Paul is dead message during interview. Latest pathetic mud slinging attempt smears Paul as Zionist shill. And a lot more. Ron Paul says he might run in a third party.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
All right, let me run through some of the news that's coming up, and I'm going to go to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Glenn Beck Show. The Scrolls Paul is dead message during interview. More on that. Latest pathetic mud-slinging attempt smears Ron Paul as Zionist shill. Ron Paul has written more than 15 books and more than 30 pamphlets and contributed to a bunch of other books. More than 15 years ago, he wrote a book about the gold standard with an author that approached him who later became a PNAC neocon. And so this is the ultimate proof now on the Internet that Ron Paul is in control of the neocons. Is that why he has given speeches against them, one of the first people to expose them, that they're a bunch of communists, their communist roots? Is that why he has been threatened by them? I mean, it's just, you have to judge a tree by its fruits, number one. It's about what people do. All the legislation he's blocked, all the good legislation he's gotten passed, all of the things that Ron Paul has done. I mean, do you think the elite wants the public waking up to the war is bad? Waking up to the North American Union? Why do you think the elite are blocking him out of the polls? Why do you think they're cheating him at straw polls? You see, judge their actions against him, their fruits, and then look at you judge a tree by its fruits. It's simple. Should we keep this apple tree? Yeah, it's still producing a lot of good fruit. It's still making a lot of apples. Or, no, it's making two or three scrawny apples a year. Let's cut it down and plant another one. For those that don't know, fruit trees, apple trees, pear trees, plum trees only last 10, 15 years. So so that's why you get, I mean, most fruit trees don't last very long. Don't produce a lot of fruit for very long. Of course, grapevines are different. The older, the better, generally. They can be hundreds of years old. But some say they're thousands, but that hasn't been scientifically proven yet. But there have been people running vineyards passing down the information that some of these vines are thousands of years old back in the Roman Empire. But regardless of all of that, the point is you judge a tree by its fruits. And Ron Paul has produced nothing but succulent, delicious fruit to Liberty. And that's how you judge it. So I'll get a little bit into that report later. Also, this is really the big news today. I'm going to try to get Watson to do an expanded report on this and on the fact that there's more mounting evidence that they are considering killing him. Ron Paul doesn't rule out third-party run. There are a lot of things happening these days, but it isn't raw potential for chaos. This item in Newsweek might turn out to be the biggest story of the day. This is from AOL News, up on PrisonPlanet.com. If you don't win, this was them asking Ron Paul questions, if you don't win, will you support the GOP nominee and promise not to run on the Libertarian or any other ticket? I'm not promising any of those things. If we have a Republican nominee that has convinced me they have come around on foreign policy, I would consider it. As far as running on a third-party ticket or as an independent or Libertarian, I have no plans to do that. Remember, Hillary said over and over again she was never going to run for president and she had no plans to do it, and then she did it. Well, no plans doesn't mean you won't. The best way I can state it is I have no plans. I can't conceive of it, but I guess in life there aren't that many absolutes. He's just raised another $5 million on top of what is probably over $10 million this quarter. Yeah, it's at like $19 million right now. Yet he is not budging much in the big polls, and Huckabee right now is stealing all the media attention. If he can't budge the numbers in Iowa, New Hampshire, exactly what is he going to do with all that money? As far as I understand, it can only be used for political campaigns. There's going to be huge temptation to go third party, and that could alter the balance of the race, the national race. Consider, in a Hillary versus Rudy race, Ron Paul's independent would have the only get-out-of-Iraq credibility. Traditionally, you would think he would hurt the GOP, but then the anti-war angle is a significant wild card. Yeah. People have been saying, hey, he's saying if he doesn't win or come up in second place in some of the primaries, he's going to drop out. Ron Paul has said, I have no plans to run as a third party. He has to say that. If he did say that, if he said, yeah, I'll run as a Libertarian, or I'll run as a Constitutional Party, or I'll run as the Ron Paul Revolution Party, as a populist, they'd say, see, he's not a Republican. Don't go for him. He's planning to drop out. He's not serious. They're already trying to say he's planning that. So he is playing politics. I mean, he is a man. He is playing politics. He's trying to win. He hasn't compromised much. He's compromised on 9/11. And he's compromised a little on The View and a few other places where he won't say I'm against abortion. I mean, on this show or other shows, he'll say it's a life, mutual, you know, aggression pact. You're not allowed to initiate force. That's a human being. It's protected by the Constitution. I'm an obstetrician. I delivered 4,000-something babies, and it's wrong. He'll say that here on conservative or libertarian shows. But when he gets on other places, he will, you know, just kind of go, well, I'll leave that up to the states. You know, he's trying to depoliticize that political football. And I could say on the surface, that sounds like it's right. You know, that's the thing to do. The problem is it's a slippery slope. Once you start playing politics, once you start controlling what you say, once you start holding back what you really think, it just has to be watched. That's all I'm saying. We have to all watch ourselves. I hold back stuff, but I don't hold back information. I don't hold back what I really think about situations. But I do hold back with people I want to attack, people who lied about me, people that lead people astray. I do want to attack them, but it just becomes a distraction and a diversion, so I don't do it. So I think all of us self-govern and control what we say and do, and don't let it all completely hang out. I mean, if I did, I'd be yelling, screaming, cussing right now, you know, calling for people's heads. All right, so that's coming up. Also, NASCO says Paul is confused about NAFTA Superhighway. They're really in spin overdrive. Another story by Paul Watson. Rockefeller's joked about controlling the world. Elitist sons would carve up the planet into different fiefdoms. Something really behind the joke, admits biographer. This is the Rockefeller family biographer saying they plan to rule the world. Well, I mean, have you read David Rockefeller's biography? Ministry of Homeland Security is now going into local malls with scanning cameras. We're going to get into that. Police brutality cases are on the rise since 9/11. Police accused of firing taser into head of innocent man. Repeatedly. Retired FBI agent waterboarding produced crap information for detainees. Well, that's what they want to feed us. MPAA rejects Gibney's dark poster. More media censorship. That's just some of what is coming up today. Right now, let's just go ahead and go to Ethan in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I got two things. Well, the Glenn Beck thing last night, that just seemed like a big, I don't know, hit piece to me or something. I don't know if everyone else saw what I saw, but every time it goes from a commercial, he'd come in and get him in mid-sentence. He'd already answered the question. And I just thought that was a big joke.
Well, that's a way that they can edit live on air, is that CNN will do that. They will claim you're live and then be interviewing you solid and then grabbing chunks out they want to play during later segments. So we need to watch the whole thing. It's up on Google Video now. We need to watch that and analyze that. But what do you think about him scrolling across the screen that Ron Paul, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead?
Oh, I didn't even see that. Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't catch the whole thing, though. But
okay, anything else?
Yeah, I was wondering, what's the latest on the big superhighway down in Texas, if anything?
Yeah, I appreciate your call. You know, again, this has become a great diversion. Everybody keeps talking, including all the Patriot talk show hosts, about the superhighway in Texas. They are seizing 8,000 miles of roads in Texas, over 1,000 miles in Indiana, over 700 miles in Oklahoma. They are taking highways over in California, Nevada, Idaho. They're taking 83 federal highways over and then designating them part of the Canamex, NAFTA Superhighway, and others. Just go to TxDOT, go to the Canadian Parliament, go to the Canadian states. They all have it out there. And so people keep saying, where's the big superhighway? TxDOT said 10 years ago, the feds reported 10 years ago, we have all the maps, the news reports, Newsweek, Time magazine covers, where they say the government, you know, 3 years ago was still admitting they were going to do this. Then opposition mounted, and so they backed off and said it didn't exist, about how they're going to expand I-35 and how they're going to expand arterial roads on the sides of it that feed into it as part of this entire transportation grid. And how they're going to use money collected from tolls in the United States off existing roads to then build highways into Mexico. Okay, so it's about taxation. The big issue is about the taxation. The big issue is about these are international zones and the internal ports, the inland ports in Kansas City, San Antonio, Dallas, Texas, those are under international control. Remember how they internationalized the Panama Canal? Why did they give China the Panama Canal in 1980? Why was it completely handed over in 2000 to the Chinese military, to COSCO, Chinese Oceanic Shipping Concern? Because it's part of the carving up of globalization that, you know, they give each other different pieces of infrastructure. The globalists say, well, we're going to own most of China. You can come in here and own our infrastructure. And it's, they call it interdependence or globalism. And so that's what's happening. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, I've got two things I'd like to just run past you real quick, and one of them's really just a thank you from me, and I think really from all constitutional, patriotic, true Americans that I know this is not about you. This is about the job that you're doing, getting the information out to us to expose evil, but you've put your life on the line for a long time, and you've done it on behalf of all of our welfare, and I just wanted to thank you, and God bless you, because as Jesus said, that no man has a greater love than this, that he would lay his life down for others. And you've laid your life down essentially for the whole world. So you really are. I know it's not about you, but you really are the shining example of what a human being should be. And I just thank you on behalf of all of us, really.
Well, that's very kind of you. I mean, just I don't want to be put on a pedestal. I'm still worldly, and I'm still a fallen creature, creation. But, I mean, I just see a threat by very wicked killers, and it's my job to stand up and fight them. But it's about all of us together standing up.
That's right. I understand that. And it is so overwhelming as the evil increases exponentially in very short time frames as we live now and into the near future that I think that most of us, at least I know for myself, that I'm really basically lost as to what to do about it outside of relating it to other people, which I've been doing for more than about three decades. And I'm writing your mindset and everything else, but you have the ability and the enthusiasm, you have the intellect, and it's just who you are that you know how to put it all together and to infuse enthusiasm into us all. And I think that's very important because I don't know of anyone else that's doing that in the whole world, and I really do cover a lot of media. Alex, beyond that, I just wanted to mention that if you haven't had any experience with the healing effects of pure oil of oregano.
No, I have. I have. In fact, I had some around the office, and somebody took it home.
Okay.
And I know it's really powerful.
Yes.
In fact, I'm going to send somebody to Whole Foods to buy me another bottle of it.
Okay, it will knock it out within 24 hours if you take it sublingually. Underneath.
I know, I only get sick a few times a year, and
your immune system up.
Sure, and so once I get sick, I kind of forget about even trying to treat it and just wish that it was gone because it's hard working when you feel like this. But thank you, sir, for the call. Yeah, speak of corruption increasing. Speaking of backstabbing increasing. Do you know what's going to happen when the economy fully implodes? And when you got Alan Greenspan coming out saying, we're about to have stagflation. And when you've got the credit card subprime situation unraveling, and it's all tied together, not just the subprime and the lending crisis. I mean, they take the debt of credit cards and securitize that and leverage that out 10 times, and then leverage that out 10 times. This is the equivalent of fiscal Armageddon. And, you know, neighbors you thought were your friends, family you thought you could trust, when things get bad in the economy, things get bad in your personal life, in business. You know, the military will take an illegal alien, they'll take an aggravated felon for their ranks, but they will not take someone who's got bad credit because they found they will steal. And a lot of companies won't do that now, so it's going to kind of be a form of debtor prison. We're not going to be able to get a job if you have bad credit. And we've never had such a financial bubble that has expanded to anything near this. I mean, this is thousands of times bigger than anything ever dreamed. And the economy's already in trouble despite media propaganda saying it's all about roses. And I'm already seeing more and more cutthroat activities. I'm already seeing just all sorts of things happen. And I'm going to just advise listeners, those of you that have some money, you better watch your money. You better watch your stockbrokers. You better watch your lawyers. You better watch your family. You better watch your employees. You better watch everybody. Because let me tell you something, and I'm not just looking for the bad in the world. Society is going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, it is unraveling fast. And there's still a lot of good in the world. And the worst brings out the best in us. When things get tough, that's when people finally shine. But if we, I mean, we had about 80% of the population that was bankrupt in the Great Depression, but they still had little pieces of land and can grow food and were self-sufficient. Do you know what these yuppies and what all these people are going to do and how they're going to behave and how they're going to act when they find out their house is worthless, when they find out their dollar has been turned into toilet paper, when they find out that there's no more credit to leverage out? And I told the story about Swan delivery guy out to my uncle in the country, and they're talking about not even being able to do their route anymore because nobody's got money to buy anything anymore because everybody's leveraged out on their credit cards and has to have the money they got for gas just to go to work. You know, a delivery truck brings you pizzas and chicken and frozen stuff. I don't know if Swan's all over the country. But, I mean, it's real. And it's serious. All right, Dave and others, your calls are straight ahead. I do have a bunch of audio clips, news, and Kevin Booth coming up in studio. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
I'm not going to belabor this, but there is still time to give the gift of truth this Christmas. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where all 17 of my films are posted in super high quality. Or my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report. We just put up two new reports there. The interview with George Humphrey on the economy. And then my TV show last week. It's all up there on PrisonPlanet.tv. Thousands and thousands of pieces of media And it's $5.95 a month, the cost of really two cups of Starbucks coffee. It's been the same price since we started it 3.5 years ago, more than 3.5 years ago, coming up on 4 years for Prison Planet in April. And we now have better content distribution servers, so no matter where you're at in the world, it streams out to you super fast quality, as fast as 4x T1 if you've got that connection. And it looks almost as good as DVD. Then you can burn it to disc or burn it to DVD, depending on the quality you want, a particular TV show, particular radio interview, my films. It is an armory of resistance. It is a great way to reach out to people. It's a wonderful way to wake people up. PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can give them a monthly subscription for $5.95 or get a yearly subscription and get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. And as always, you can go to InfoWars.com and order hard copies of all the books and DVDs and T-shirts and things we carry. We have Daniel Estlin's book in stock. Amazon and others are still saying they're out of stock. We are in stock. We are in stock and have a whole bunch of them and just ordered more. So if you want his Bilderberg book, get it at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Perfect to give a skeptic. Oh, there's no global elite. There's no establishment. You know, Americans love to think they're the boss, love to think that they run everything. Well, Americans should run things. We should run our country, but we don't right now. Okay. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. We're a bunch of arrogant, self-serving, fat, myself included, know-it-alls who don't know very much. And I'm here to tell you, you better get informed and realize just how much trouble we're in. Let's go to JT in Colorado. JT, welcome.
Well, Merry Christmas, Alex.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. On that Huckabee quote, yesterday on the Situation Room, they had a little deal about that where, it's kind of a COINTELPRO prelude to what happened on Glenn Beck last night. They foisted up a story that people were saying that Huckabee was sending subliminal messages to Christians with the white cross-shaped bookcase in his Christmas TV ad for the people in Iowa. And they ran that story in the Situation Room. And what Huckabee did, you know, in his usual, I'm trying to be Slick Willie and I'm really, really witty way, he said, yeah, if you play that TV commercial backwards, it'll say, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. And the fact that they played that particular story, which is actually...
Yeah, that's the issue, is that he's openly threatening Ron Paul.
Yeah, and, I mean, right there, 4 minutes and 55 seconds.
Send that to Paul Watson. We've got to get an article out. That's even worse. I didn't know that it was Huckabee saying that, and so that's why they were playing it. That is even worse.
Yes,
stay
sir.
There, JT. I want to hear more about this. This is absolutely amazing. And again, the media is creating false hype around Huckabee and how he's the big winner because they know he's got all these skeletons that can be brought down very quickly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What?